Hello and welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Mr. Zaman and here's what I bring to you all from the world of medicine. FDA approves bosutinib for pediatric chronic myelogenous leukemia patients. On September 26, 2023, the FDA granted approval for the use of bosutinib in pediatric patients aged 1 year and older who have chronic phase or CP Philadelphia chromosome positive or PH positive chronic myelogenous leukemia or CML. This approval covers cases that are newly diagnosed or those that are resistant or intolerant to prior therapy. Additionally, the FDA approved a new capsule dosage form available in 50 mg and 100 mg strengths. The approval followed an assessment of the drug's efficacy in the BCHILD trial, an open-label multicenter study. The trial aimed to determine the recommended dosage of bosutinib in pediatric patients with newly diagnosed and resistant or intolerant CP/PH+ CML. It also evaluated the drug's safety, tolerability and pharmacokinetics in this patient population. In total, 28 patients with resistant or intolerant CP/PH+ CML and 21 patients with newly diagnosed CP/PH+ CML participated in the trial. Aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code or access the link in the description box below. Ginger supplements show promise in reducing autoimmune conditions. A recent study has revealed promising results for the use of ginger extract in controlling neutrophil hyperactivity in autoimmune diseases such as antiphospholipid syndrome or APS and lupus, as well as in promoting neutrophil health in healthy individuals. Neutrophils are white blood cells involved in the body's immune response. Ginger, known for its potential health benefits, contains a phytochemical called 6-gingerol, which was previously found to inhibit phosphodiesterase and counteract neutrophil hyperactivity in animal models of APS and lupus. Air pollution exposure of 5 days merely linked to increased stroke risk, finds a study. A recent meta-analysis published in Neurology Journal suggests that short-term exposure to air pollution may be associated with a higher risk of stroke. Short-term exposure was defined as occurring within 5 days before the stroke. While previous research had established a connection between long-term air pollution exposure and an elevated risk of stroke, this study aimed to explore the potential link with shorter exposure periods. FDA approves empagliflozin for reducing kidney disease progression in CKD patients. The US FDA has granted approval for empagliflozin 10 mg tablets to reduce the risk of sustained decline in estimated glomerular filtration rate or eGFR, end-stage kidney disease, cardiovascular death, and hospitalization in adults with chronic kidney disease at risk of progression. This approval for isolated chronic kidney disease or CKD is primarily based on the results of the EMPA-Kidney trial. In the EMPA-Kidney trial, 609 adults with CKD and specific eGFR and urinary albumin to creatinine ratio criteria were randomly assigned to receive either empagliflozin or a placebo. After a median follow-up period of 2 years, the trial demonstrated a significant 28% relative reduction in the primary endpoints, a composite of kidney disease progression or death from cardiovascular causes in the empagliflozin group compared to the placebo group. That's all for today. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for latest updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.